Hello and welcome to the Performance Physique Podcast. My name is Arj and I am your head coach. This podcast is all about helping you with your running, your nutrition and your training. We take the jargon out of sports science to help you realise your goals faster than ever before. Let's get started.
Week here on the show in the lead up to the London Marathon, I am having a chat with someone who knows a little bit more about marathon running and training than me. In fact, I'd say a whole lot more. And I'm getting as many top tips and just having a chat about what you should be up to in the lead up to the London Marathon. And joining me, he's back on the show, I have got friend of Radio London, performance coach Arj Tovuchalbam. You can get more details, by the way, on Performance Physique, and that is performancephysique.co.uk. Arj, it's great to have you back on the show. How have you been?
Hello, Shay. I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very, very well, thank you. It's been since the last time I spoke to you, I've been having a proper look up because you're going to be joining me on the day of London Marathon.
Yeah,
and oh my goodness me, it's a long 26 miles. That's how I feel looking at the map. I've got to be honest with you.
But let's not tell the audience that. No.
I know. I probably shouldn't. But look, we're 3 weeks away now, aren't we, from the London Marathon? So what do you think at this point, and every time we have a chat every week, I want to break it up into two parts, those that are the seasoned marathon runners and then those that are doing it for the first time. So for anyone who is a seasoned marathon runner and doing it for the first time, what should they be focusing on now with 3 weeks left?
So 3 weeks to go, it is getting very real, isn't it, at this point? Like you've just mentioned there, you've looked at the course, we know where our fueling stations are. But for both our newbies and our experienced groups, we should really start to be focusing on what our nutrition is going to look like in that final week and when it comes up to the last couple of days before the race and even race day itself. It's really time to do a little bit of homework and make sure you can take the pressure off race day by doing a few things in preparation.
So some people don't necessarily think about kind of, you know, areas such as nutrition as much as maybe they're focused on their physical training, do they?
Yeah, that's entirely correct. I've noticed over the years, quite a lot of people actually go into racing the marathon. And, you know, no matter how fast you're running it, you are racing the marathon. You are competing against that distance, as you've already said.
Mm.
And at a certain point, it pretty much comes down to the nutrition that you've taken on board in the run-up and on race day. It's no longer just the physical process of putting one foot in front of the other. It's your nutrition, which is going to allow you to continue doing that, particularly as you get towards mile 17, 18. That's when we talk about hitting the wall.
So why is that? To break that down a little bit more, if you can, Arj, because I am intrigued by that. You know, there's this kind of famous old saying, isn't it? You know, you are what you eat. But especially if you're a marathon runner, as you say, it's going to be indicative of your performance on the day. And we're 3 weeks away. So nutrition seems like it needs to be the focus for marathon runners now.
Yeah, so in effect, our physiology stores a certain amount of carbohydrates in our body as glycogen, and these are our stores. And this store opens up when you work at an exercise level, which is completely personalized to you, but which requires you to work harder than normal. So when we're walking, they're not usually required. But as we get faster and faster with that walk, and then that walk becomes a jog, and that jog becomes quite a fast-paced run, the demand on having carbohydrates, glycogen on our body goes up. So we get so far into our running or our activity even that 60 minutes we can kind of get away without taking anything extra on board. And that's why last week we said we don't need any extra carbohydrates for only exercising for 45 minutes or whatever. The marathon on average is 4 to 4.5 hours long to complete. That's a long time. And the body basically gives you two options. If you want to continue at this pace, you have to make sure that you're taking on more carbohydrates to continue, or slow down and walk. You have those two options in front of you. And when we talk about digestion and exercise, we all know that the fear of getting a stitch and perhaps even worse on race day is very, very real. And that's why we want to make sure the nutrition that we take on board is as simple and, in effect, as similar to a sugar as possible. So we want to make sure that the nutrition that we're having whilst we actually run is effectively just glucose or as near to just glucose as possible.
It's interesting, though, the fact that you're saying that even at this point, you really should be focused on your nutrition, as well as obviously some people be focused on their physical kind of training. But
yeah,
it's the nutrition that you would say is paramount at this point, as opposed to training now.
It really is, because you can look at it in a very simple way, which I think is important too. You need to make sure that every day that you're taking enough nutrition to get through your training sessions, but you've possibly spent 3-4 months training for this one day, and you want to ensure that day goes as well as possible and you're not let down by the fact that you basically haven't eaten quite enough. So by planning what you're going to eat on the couple of days prior to running, planning what you're going to eat on the race day breakfast, and planning what you're going to eat during the race, can actually make all the difference between actually finishing the marathon running and running a substantial personal best. You know, these are the bits which elite athletes will kind of look to tweak again and again and again in order to gain a matter of seconds as opposed to 30 minutes or anything.
That's going to be the game changer, isn't it? Let's kind of delve into that a little bit more, shall we then? What are we referring to around kind of foods, race, nutrition, breakfast, that type of thing? Are we talking carb overload or glucose? Where are we going with this, Arj?
Yeah, the irony is that it's very scientific, but there is a really easy way to look at it. Just think, what does a child want to eat on an ideal day?
Okay.
If it's beige and it's sweet, then it's going to be great for racing. So the first thing is, we don't want to try this on race day only. We want to make sure we've prepared for this. Even with just 3 weeks, you can start doing what we call train your gut. And that basically helps the body understand how to digest and use our carbohydrates. So our carbohydrates, those are the starchy foods, beige foods. And when it comes to actually moving and eating, we want those carbohydrates to be as simple as possible. So that's sweets. Sweets are fine. Or a carbohydrate gel, that's ideal. Or an isotonic drink. Those are the really simple forms of sugar which get very quickly into your body and cause the least amount of discomfort to our stomachs whilst we run.
Interesting that you say training your gut. People, I mean, I hear a lot about gut health nowadays, but it's not something I would have necessarily thought you need to be thinking about at this point ahead of a marathon.
Yeah, it's quite different actually from training the gut and looking after gut health, because the foods we're talking about aren't necessarily very good for gut health.
Okay.
This is the irony, really. But if you think that you're going to consume probably more carbohydrates in a race than you would on the average day, that puts into perspective just what you're trying to achieve. And therefore, you need a little bit of time for your body to catch up, understanding how you're going to use that food. So ideally, I would keep everything to sweets and gels. I wouldn't look at any other food source. And at this point, you want to try those gels like we discussed last week.
Yeah.
Loads of brands do exist, but Lucozade is the one which is sponsoring the event. So maybe that's the first place you want to try a Lucozade energy gel, and making sure that you can consume the gel, first of all, because they are a weird substance. They're very, very sticky and very viscous. And on top of just being able to consume it, can you manage to take one every hour?
Okay.
That's the first thing.
Right.
There is certainly a better level. And for perhaps our more experienced runners, how much of that gel can they consume per hour? The ideal amount is around 60 grams per hour. And that works out as 2.5 gels in an hour. It's an awful lot. It's a real, real challenge. And that's why this week, try embedding them into your runs of consuming some gels whilst you actually run. That's the very, very first and probably the most important piece of advice from today.
And what about hydration and supplements then? because that's something I've got a great mate of mine. No matter wherever she goes in the world, she always has to make sure she's got supplements, and she's forever telling me I haven't. But I would have thought, I'd suspect that's going to be just as important now in the lead up to London Marathon.
So your supplements, again, keep things nice and simple. Stick with things that you've been using already. And your gel is going to be considered a supplement at this point in time. Make sure you're using it regularly in training. Can you work up to that 2.5 gels per hour? It might be a bit difficult for most of us, but certainly one gel per hour is going to help you. Whey protein. We're all familiar with the importance of protein. You've been training for a long, long period of time. If you haven't been using protein or ensuring that you've had adequate protein in your day, to this point, make sure for the last few weeks where our body's really starting to get tired that you're consuming whey protein, or at least some high amounts of protein following your training sessions to ensure your body's repairing and recovering in time for race day. And you also want to have that on hand for post-race as well. And then there is one thing which our experienced runners might be aware of but might not be aware of, and that's the use of creatine. And creatine is a naturally occurring substance which is regularly used for our sprinters and our more explosive athletes. And it's actually been shown to be really effective for carbohydrate loading, which is something which we want our athletes, no matter how fast or slow they are, to consider doing in the couple of days prior to the race. And we want to carbohydrate load because that's going to give our bodies the best opportunity to store as much carbohydrate in our body as glycogen, ready to PB on Sunday.
It's so important. If anyone's tuned into Radio London now, I think firstly, you need to get people to listen to this. If you've got like friends that you're training with, you know, you're in a group and you're all going to be taking part in London Marathons, I think a lot of what you're saying, Arj, is really tangible differences that will help. And that's the whole point of this, isn't it? People can also touch base with you directly, can't they? They can go to your website, which I'm looking at now. It's very snazzy, I must say. So performancephysique.co.uk. That's the best thing, isn't it, to touch base with you?
Yeah, definitely. Time is of the essence, but you aren't out of time. So you can get in touch on the website or on Instagram, performance_physique. And it's just about really looking at what are you going to consume on race day in the morning and the couple of days beforehand. Have we got 30 seconds
for
me?
Of course we have. Yeah, go ahead.
So with that in mind, your carbohydrate load doesn't need to be crazy, but if we used an average 70 kilo person, they want to ensure that for the Friday and Saturday before race day, they have around 400 to 450 grams of carbohydrates in any form whatsoever. Mm-hmm. We've all heard about the pasta parties.
Yeah.
this basically means that even if they can't manage so much gel on race day, they've given themselves the best shot before the race to have as much glycogen in their body. And then for hydration, take as much as you can possibly stomach, but don't gulp amounts and amounts on the race itself.
That's the important point, and it's a key takeaway, Arj. Great having you on the show today. Look forward to catching up with you next week, mate. Thanks again.
Absolutely.
For joining
Thanks
me.
Thanks so much, Shay.
Thank you. That is owner and head coach of Performance Physique, sports science coaching and nutrition. That's what it's all about. Arj Teruchalvam there, giving top tips in the lead up to the London Marathon. And he'll be catching up with me next week for, of course, week two as we do the build up and lead up to it.
Thank you very much for listening to the Performance Physique podcast. Don't forget you can find us on Instagram. It's at performance_physique. You can find us on Facebook, Performance Physique, or if you just head to performancephysique.co.uk, we'll do our very best to help you. It will mean the world to me, though, if you can share this podcast with one friend this week. Right, for now, take care.